Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show. And I'm happy to welcome back to the program someone who I always love to catch up with, especially on the big challenging issues out there on the world stage. He is Gordon Chang. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And he joins us now on the line. Gordon, good afternoon. I appreciate you making time for us today on the program.
Well, thank you so much, Brett.
You know, I'm looking, obviously, at the challenges that are in front of us. And we're seeing something that I think is something we haven't seen in at least a couple of years. And that's China rising back up to a place where they really want to be very aggressive when it comes to taking on the United States. We saw that Xi Jinping's government has come out and basically said, we want as much coal as we can possibly get our hands on. Forget that COP26 summit. This is what we want. This is who we're going to be. Can you talk a little bit about this mindset that Xi has relative to challenging the rest of the world?
Yeah, certainly there's a disdain on the Beijing's part for not only multilateralism, COP26, but also the Biden administration. Now, any Chinese regime is going to test a new administration in Washington. But I think that we're seeing from the Chinese propaganda that they look at what's going on, the disarray, the incoherence in American foreign policy, and they think that they can do whatever they want. So there's been a number of instances of just out-and-out Chinese arrogance. And skipping COP26, skipping the G20 Rome summit, mm-hmm. those are just two instances of China's belief that they can do whatever they want and everybody else just has to follow.
Nicholas Burns is our ambassador to China. Is he a guy that's up to that charge? I mean, my understanding is you need somebody who's got some diplomatic skills for that job, but they've also got to be firm. Has Biden picked the right guy for that job?
You know, I tend to think that the ambassador is really not that important because for recent administrations, foreign policy has just run out of the White House.
Yeah,
Nicholas Burns is a very experienced diplomat. The question is our instincts right? Probably not. His instincts, he was brought up in a time where everyone tried to accommodate China, to cooperate with it, to engage China. And that's really the wrong posture right now. We need someone who is going to defend the United States, but that's not going to be Burns' fault. That's going to be Biden's fault because Biden, in many ways, is letting the Chinese do whatever they want.
And one of those things that they've done is erect a series of model, I guess, models of our ships out in the desert in Xinjiang. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. To me, it doesn't seem like it's become a very urgent matter to most of the folks in the press. I know you watch these things very closely. Can you talk a little bit about, I know we can divine the intentions of the Chinese Communist Party and the PLA towards our Navy, but what about these full-scale models that are out there in the desert that theoretically would be bombing practice?
Yeah, this is another reminder that China is configuring its military to kill Americans, and we have a political class that refuses to recognize that. And I think that history will look back and just ask not whether the Chinese were militant, aggressive, and belligerent. They'll be left saying, why was the United States so feeble? Mm-hmm. This is not a question in my mind of Chinese aggression. It's a question of America's unwillingness to defend itself. We have many elements in this country who are pro-China, pro-Communist Party, pro-business, whatever you call it. They are stepping. They're standing in the way of us defending ourselves.
Final question for you, Gordon. You're very generous with your time, as always. What is one thing that we ought to be keeping our eye on in the next coming, you know, days or a week that's developing there out of China?
I think that, we got to look at the debt crisis because that could bring everything down in China. And that can drive, I think, the Chinese regime to do things which to accelerate the time frame if they believe that they've got a closing window of opportunity.
Very good of you to join us today. We certainly appreciate your analysis and your take. Follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. We appreciate you, my friend. Safe travels, and we look forward to our next visit.
Thank you so much, Brett.
All the best. That's Gordon Chang.